the Bears. Second down and one. They scrimmage from their own 48. Start of the fourth quarter. Brought to you by the new Ford 2013 F-150 with EcoBoost. Cutler takes, turns, gives to Forte, finds a cutback lane, gets to midfield. First down, down to the Lion 49-yard line. Gain of three on the play. Through three, total yards, Chicago 277, Detroit 258. Passing, Chicago 188, the Lions 188. Rushing, 89 for Chicago, 70 for Detroit. Time of possession, 23:58. Chicago, 21:02 for Detroit. All those numbers are okay. Here's what you need to know. Lions have turned it over four times, resulting in 16 Bear points. The Bears have yet to turn it over.
The number's basically dead even. The difference is the four Lion turnovers.
On first down, Cutler takes, gives to Forte. He's taken down from behind by Lawrence Jackson as he gets down to the 44-yard line. It's a gain of five. It'll be second and five. 23-17. Bears are up right now. 14 minutes to go in the game. 14 minutes to go in the Lions season. Bears are hoping they can find a way into the playoffs. They would need a win and a Viking loss. Second and five. Cutler up under center. Forte's the lone back. Cutler changing the play at the line. Barking signals right, left, then turning and giving it to Forte. Cutler takes, wants to throw, does, deep right side. Got a man. It is caught. Bennett with it. Beat Chris Houston on the play, and he's inside the 20-yard line and forced out of bounds at the 16.
Dan, I got to tell you, that's just a great play. One by Cutler to make that throw, and two by Bennett. And Houston does a good job of covering, but that's a back shoulder throw on the run by Cutler. And Bennett reacts up and makes play on the ball. That's just a good play by Chicago.
Bennett, five catches, 108 yards. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. First and 10, Chicago with the Lions 16. Cutler gives to Forte. Tried to bounce it out to the right, nothing doing. Tucks it back inside, gets to the 14 for a gain of two. Willie Young and Terrell Johnson team up to make the stop. Second down and eight coming up for Chicago. We have a scrimmage from the Lion 14. They lead it by six. Cutler out of the guns. Got Khalil Bell in there to his right. Now he splits out wide left. They go empty. Three receivers left, two to the right. Play clock down to four, down to three. Cutler wasn't looking, got the snap. Now he's looking for somewhere to go. Plenty of time. Pumps, looks, end zone, throws. Incomplete. Intended for Kellen Davis. Almost caught by Khalil Bell after Davis lost it in the air. Bell made a diving attempt at it. He couldn't come up with it, but it was awful close to a rebound touchdown there.
And that was almost a disaster for the Bears. Great break for the Lions. Cutler wasn't ready for that snap. And then the Bears, and then the Lions could not get any pass pressure on him. Let Cutler stand back there and almost turn a disaster into a touchdown.
Play clock's at 10. Bears are going to let it run down and call a timeout. They're faced with a third down and eight from the Lion 14. They'll let it run all the way down to 2 seconds, then call a timeout. And Cutler will go to the sidelines to talk things over. We'll take a break as well. Bears lead it by six, but they're knocking on the door. Looking at a third and eight from the Lion 14. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seemed to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
Third and eight, Cutler with it. throwing right side once. Marshall got him at the 5-yard line and down to the 4. That's 10 yards and a first down.
Boy, once again, the key to anything like that, receiver slant, the square in, is position. And that time, Marshall did a great job in front of Chris Houston, getting the inside position, getting Houston on his back. And Cutler just drilled it in there, and the Bears get the first down.
First and goal for the Bears. Cutler up under center. Sends Marshall right, Jeffrey left. Cutler takes, looking for Marshall, knocked up in the air. Cutler just knocks it away. It goes incomplete. Willie Young got a hand on it. Heads up play by Cutler to make sure that nobody else intercepted that ball, and he just knocked it to the turf. It'll be second and goal from the 4.
Well, there's a lot of hands up and action going on over the line of scrimmage. Or as you like to say, Dan, a lot of flotsam in there. Right? A lot of debris. And to get the ball through all those hands and that debris, impossible on that play.
Second down and 4. Cutler takes, gives to Forte, trying to get outside left, cuts it up, got to the 3, and that's it. Taken down that time by Steven Tulloch and Andre Fluellen. It'll be 3rd and goal for Chicago. 10th play of the drive coming up.
Lions red zone defense has been solid today. And here's another one of those spots where, you know, they can't afford to make any mistakes. They've got to hold the Bears out.
3 times in the red zone for Chicago so far. 1 touchdown to show for it. 3rd and goal. Bears from the 3. Crowd making noise. Cutler out of the gun. He takes. Looks right. Throws right. Knocked away. Incomplete. Wanted Marshall. Chris Houston got a hand in there. It'll be 4th down.
Good job by Houston. That time, Chris Houston didn't let inside position go. He got around in front of Marshall running the slant and was able to stay with him and make a play on the football. Very nice job by the veteran corner for the Lions.
Mare will come on for what amounts to an extra point. Try to add 3 to this Chicago lead. It's 3 out of 4 today. 20-yard attempt is up, and it is good. And the Bears extend their lead. It's now Chicago 26 and the Lions 17 with 10:47 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars in a new constellations, and it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we look for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
10:47 to go in the game, 26-17, Bears on top. Fans, text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Lions now down 2 scores. They'll send Joik Bell back deep to take the kickoff. Bears are trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Need a win, and they will, if they get that, root for the Green Bay Packers to beat the Vikings. I want to invite you to download the Detroit Lions official mobile app presented by Flagstar Bank. See real-time stats, watch video on demand, and follow all the latest team news. Stay in touch with the Lions anytime, anywhere on your smartphone. Download the official mobile app of the Detroit Lions today. And
all those Bears scenarios can be taken care of by the Lions. Just win the game.
Make it easy on them.
Yeah.
Guys don't have to worry about anything
else.
They
can fly home to Chicago tonight and not have anything on their minds. Just saw Kyle VandenBosch head over into the tunnel area. He might be heading back toward the bench. Don't know whether it's an equipment problem. Didn't look like it was any injury situation.
Mare set to kick it off. Joik Bell standing on the goal line to our left. Here's the run-up. Mare sends it. Bell backs up. He'll take it 8 yards deep, take a knee, touch back. Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. We will step aside. 26-17, Chicago on top. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's. Terms and conditions apply.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Make sure every kid can live and play safely. Text SCREEN to 50555 and donate $10 to the Student Heart Check Program. Your $10 can save a student's life. Messaging rates apply.
10:47 to go in the game. Bears up 26-17. Lions have it first and 10 from their own 20. Matthew Stafford brings them to the line. Two receivers left, one right. Calvin Johnson to the right, matched up against Charles Tillman. Safety help over the top and major right. Matthew's got it. Play action fake. Sets, throws left side complete. Scheffler's got it to the 27-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. Tackled immediately by Geno Hayes.
One of the reasons that they run that little shotgun fake draw is if you put that ball out and show it, that linebacker's got to hold on and take a step in. He can't get out there in that underneath coverage to the pass he just threw to Scheffler over there on the left side.
Second down and 3. Stafford operates from the gun. Four-man bear front. The short of Stafford's left. Matthews got it. Gives to Michael. Looking for room. Nothing doing. Taken down with a flag down. Lance Briggs hit him and dropped him at the 25 for a 2-yard loss.
Flag's thrown by the umpire. Usually that's a holding.
It'll be a hold against the Lions. And the Bears will decline, and the Lions will have
holding.
A third and 5.
Number 76 offense. Penalty is declined. Third down.
Kind of interesting there that they would decline that and leave the Lions in a third and 5.
Shows some lot of confidence in your defense, doesn't it? Could have had him, what, second and 14, second and 13?
Instead, the Lions will reload, try to keep the drive alive right here on third down and 5. Stafford goes empty, sends Bell out wide left. Stafford out of the gun. Bears show 4 down linemen. Here come those 4. Stafford sets and throws. Great catch by Scheffler, who had to go behind him to haul it in. And the Lions get the first down as he goes to the 32.
Earlier,
not a good throw by Stafford as Scheffler had to go back. Had he caught it on the run, would have gotten some yards after the catch. As it is, made the circus catch good for 7.
Earlier in the game, you said sometimes a receiver has to help a quarterback out. Now, that was a huge bailout by Tony Scheffler pulling that one in for the first down.
4 catches, 49 yards for Scheffler. 9:10 to go in the game. Lions trail 26-17. First down from their own 32. Stafford's got the football, wants to throw, does, incomplete. Wanted Pettigrew at the 37, just out of his reach. And that'll bring up now second down and 10. Calvin Johnson, 5 catches, 72 yards so far. He's 36 shy of 2,000 for the year. .855 to go in the game. Second and 10 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. He's got LeSure to his left.
Look at those two backers.
Both of them showing blitz, and here they come. Lions pick it up. Stafford goes to throw, knocked down by Briggs. Briggs got in there on Stafford, got both hands up, knocked that ball down. It'll be third and 10.
Two linebackers lined up in the guard center gaps, and both of them come. And Stafford sees it. He tries to get the ball out, but Briggs is up there with a big hand, knocks it down.
Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant, Lisa Stump from Carlton. Lisa, you are already a winner. Congratulations. Lions, though, are going to need to get in the end zone again if they want to come back and win this game. They trail by nine. They're looking at a third and 10 here from their own 32. Stafford from the gun. Chicago sends four. Stafford rolls to his right. Now he sets. Looks. Going to run. Stafford to the 35, and down he goes. Lions
yes.
want a flag, and there it is.
It.
Stafford slid in. Briggs hit him anyway, and that's going to be a personal foul on Lance Briggs.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Number 55 of the defense going to the head of the sliding quarterback. 15-yard penalty. First down.
Bill Levy, our referee, with the call, and that will move the Lions out to midfield, where they will have it first and 10.
That is really, really a bad play by Briggs. That's a third down call that you get the ball back. And Briggs gives Lions life. Now, I don't know if the Lions will come back and win this football game, down 26-17, but that's a huge call and a big mistake by the Bears.
Only the Bears' second penalty of the game. That moves the Lions down to the Chicago 49. Stafford with LeSure to his left. Matthew takes. Got time. Pumps right. Now throws right. Got it complete. Inside the 30 to Brian Rubisky, who's run out of bounds at the 28-yard line. The former Buckeye with a 21-yard reception, and the Lions have got it first and 10 at the Chicago 28.
Well, he's got that throw down where you get the corner is actually rolled up, and the safety comes back over the top. There's that hole between the two, and he hits Johnson with one earlier. That time he hits Robisky with one. Very nice gain on first down.
First and 10 Lions from the Chicago 28. They trail by nine. Stafford out of the gun. Blitz comes. Lions pick it up. Stafford plenty of time. Throws over the middle. Got to complete at the 20. It is Heller at the 15. Heller down to the 10 and down to the 9-yard line before he's taken down. It's a 19-yard gain and a first down.
Calvin Johnson goes in motion to the slot left, and it leaves the middle of the field wide open for Heller, who fakes like he's in max protection, then releases. Easy pitch and catch.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Scheffler wide left. Calvin slot left. Wide right, Rubisky. Stafford out of the gun. Ninth play of the drive coming up. First and goal from the nine. Stafford long count. Now he takes. Throws. End zone. Caught. Touchdown Detroit Lions. Brian Rubisky. There is a flag down in the area where the ball was caught.
I think they're going to get Chicago for going to the head. And that's going to be tacked down to the kickoff. So the Lions should be able to kick it through the end zone.
Here's Bill Levy to give us that call.
Touchdown is ruled. Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Helmet to helmet hit number 21. Penalty will be enforced on the kickoff.
Penalty on major right. So the Lions will attempt the extra point now. Try to cut this down to a two-point game.
Other guys stepping up today, Dan. Rubisky now, Heller earlier.
Durham.
Other guys are stepping up and taking some of the load off of Calvin.
Here comes Hansen for the extra point. He's ready. Muehlbach the snap, Harris the hold. Hansen the kick, and it's now 26-24. Chicago leads by two with 6:55 to go in the final regular season game of the year for the Lions. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
You've spent your whole life figuring things out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them. To learn more about individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
First three touchdown game for Matthew Stafford since their loss to the Vikings back on November 11th of this year. He's got the Lions back within 2-26-24. 6:55 to go in the game. The Lions do have all three timeouts remaining. Now they will kick off from the 50-yard line after that penalty on Major Wright on the touchdown pass. For what it's worth, Devin Hester is back deep for Chicago. Hansen drives it and sends it out of the back of the end zone. That'll go for a touchback. Bears will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. We'll take a break. 6:55 to go. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's. Terms and conditions apply.
It's football season, and you really just can't help yourself. You got to throw the ball around to your friends before watching the game, right? Well, the problem is most of us don't really properly warm up our muscles beforehand, so we end up feeling stiff and sore. Here are some tips to help control that after a workout sore feeling. Grab something healthy to eat, like a protein-packed smoothie, or an apple with peanut butter, or even cheese slices. And make sure to hydrate. Drink one bottle of water for each hour of exercise. These healthy tips are brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Check them out at healthplusdifference.org.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
We have been here before. The Lions with a winnable game down two late in the fourth quarter. 6:55 to go. Brandy, we talked about it. The open of the broadcast. Somebody's got to make a play. All too often this year, these opportunities have gone the other way. Here come the Bears, first and 10 from their own 20. I formation behind Cutler. He's going to throw. Straight drop, sets and throws, wants Marshall. Got him. Nice catch going down to get it at the 36 and stretches it to the 39-yard line. Beat Ron Bartel for 19.
Now he's the kind of guy that for three quarters of the game is kind of not even around. And then here he comes and makes this big play from out of his own end at the 20 for a 19-yard gain.
Five catches, 42 yards for Marshall. First and 10 Bears now from their own 39. 6:20 to go. Cutler leans in, takes the football, gives it to Forte. Forte hit by Carey as he tries to come back through the hole, stretches it out to the 43. Very close to the 44, 5 yards on the play. It'll be second and five coming up. 6 minutes to go in the game. Clock a factor. Lions do have three timeouts.
Again, you're at that point in the game, Dan. This defense, somebody's got to step up, make that play, stop Chicago, force the kick, get the ball back, give yourself a chance to win.
Second down and five. Cutler's got one receiver right, one left. Tight end to each side. Forte is the lone back. Cutler milking that play clock before he takes the ball. It's down to 2-1. He's got it. Gives to Forte. He's met right in the hole and dropped after a 1 yard gain, and the ball's loose down there. Chicago got back on top of it. There's a little dust up after the play. Kyle Vandenbosch involved. Forte lost it, recovered by Chris Spencer. Boy, that would have been the kind of play the Lions needed. Instead, Chicago will look at a third down and four.
Boy, Vandenbosch earlier in the game, Dan, had his hands on a fumble. Couldn't come up with it. There was another one that the Bears come up with.
Third and four. Bears from their own 45. Ford Field, crowd making noise. Bears 3 out of 12 on third down today. Cutler out of the guns. Got it. Blitz comes. Cutler sets, throws. Deep right side. It is caught. Nope. They're going to say out of bounds. Brandon Marshall did not get both feet down. And the Lions are going to force a Bear punt with 4:47 to go.
That ball was overthrown just by a hair. But Cutler's had trouble keeping this inbounds. He got the receiver open. But I don't, again, the ball's a little bit too far thrown, and Marshall has to go out of bounds to get it.
So Pod LeSean, Mike Thomas back deep to take this for the Lions. Standing on the 10-yard line to our left. Fifth punt of the day, 43.2-yard average for Podlish. He's got it. Sends it on its way. Gets it to turnover. Thomas calls for a fair catch. Makes it at the 9-yard line. So the Lions are down two. 4:38 to go. After a 46-yard punt, they find themselves at their own 9-yard line. Got three timeouts to work with and plenty of clock. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Every kid that grows up playing football in the backyard in your neighborhood, if he's a quarterback, he puts himself in a position, 4 minutes left, you're down by two, you got to get a drive to put you ahead. That's where Matthew Stafford stands now.
Third time the Lions have started a drive inside their own 15. Stafford will operate from the gun. Calvin Johnson to the left, two receivers to the right. Stafford drops, throws sidearm behind Calvin Johnson and incomplete at the 15 on a crossing pattern. Stafford was in some traffic, had to manufacture a way to get that ball out of there. Not an accurate throw. It'll be second and 10.
And Calvin had come across and really rubbed his defender off and was open. And the ball was thrown behind him. And again, Stafford's throwing sidearm to try to find a lane. He gets that ball into Calvin. You know what? Calvin may still be running.
Second and 10 for the Lions from their own 9. Bears show a four-man front. Matthew takes, sets and throws over the middle one. Scheffler, it is caught. Short gain to the 12, close to the 13. Nick Roach tackled him immediately. It's a 4-yard advancement. It'll be third down and 6 coming up. Boy, you would hate to give it right back to Chicago with 4:15 to go. They would have field position and the clock on their side.
You'd hate to do it. You can't do it. You just can't.
Third down and 6. If they don't want to do it, got to find a first down here. Lions are 7 out of 13 on third down today. Stafford out of the gun. Matthews got it. Sets and throws. Incomplete. No flag on the play. Intended for Chris Durham. Tim Jennings got a hand in there to knock it away, and the Lions will have to punt it away with 3:50 to play. This is where you really need Nick Harris to get something on that punt.
Yes, you do.
Try to flip the field. Chicago set up to get good field position. Devin Hester back deep. Harris sends it on its way. Hester backtracks to the 38. Running right. Hester trying to get to the sideline. Not going to do it. Taking out at the 40-yard line. It's a 54-yard punt. That's what you needed from Harris. And a short return. Tahir Whitehead forced him out of bounds. Let's get it back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. It's the final in New Jersey. Giants have blown out the Eagles 42-17. Eli Manning, 5 touchdown passes on the day. Now the Giants need the Lions to win, need the Vikings to lose to get some help into the playoffs. Colts over the Texans. It looks like Houston will not get home field throughout the AFC playoffs. They're going to need some teams to lose, including New England. Colts 28, Texans 16, 3 minutes left to go in the fourth. In the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, send it back to you guys.
Thanks, Deez. How about the Colts?
Great story.
A lot of respect for those guys.
And the Chuck Pagano story there, too.
Back today. Back for a big win, it looks like, if they hang on. First and 10, Chicago from their own 40. Toss sweep, Forte cuts it up. Hit as he gets out to the 44-yard line. Cliff Averill with the tackle. Lions are going to burn their first timeout with 3:35 to go. Lions trail by 2. They have 2 timeouts remaining, 3:35 on the clock. Chicago looking at 2nd and 6 from their own 44. Really need to stop them in this first set of downs, Brandy.
No question. I mean, it's the game's on the line here. Because if they get a first down, the Lions use all their timeouts. The Bears basically, you know, dictate field position and pretty much the rest of the game. Lions have got to get the ball back.
Cutler sends Jeffrey to the right side. Marshall to the left. Lone back, Forte. 2 tight ends in there.
What did you say about making a play?
Somebody's got to. 2nd and 6. Cutler turns, gives to Forte. Forte trying to bounce it outside. Don Carey's waiting for him at the 47. Stops him after a 3-yard gain. It'll be 3rd and 3. Lions take another timeout. Stop the clock with 3.5 to go. That's a nice play by Don Carey, 1-on-1 in the open field with Forte.
But also staying home. He stayed home, so when the cutback came, and this was a pretty far cutback, tried to go to the right side, and Forte cut it back all the way left, and he stayed home and waited. And when Forte came his way, he was able to make that play.
Forte, 22 carries, 90 yards and a touchdown. He's got 2 catches for 20 yards.
He was 22 for 96 in game one.
So here we go. 3rd down and 3. It'll be the Bears from their own 47. The Lions need the football back, trailing by 2 here in the fourth quarter. Cutler up under center. Forte the lone back. The Lions packing the middle of that line. Cutler now backs out, and he's going to take a timeout. Play clock's down to 4.
He went to a hard count. He tried to get the Lions to jump. Lions showed good discipline not to.
As Cutler goes over to talk things over on his sideline, and the Lions will gather their defense as well. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
You want an omen? Bears are 3 out of 13 so far today on 3rd down. It's a good number for the Lions as we sit in the 3-1-3. Lions have got to hope that number 14 is the charm. They need the football back if they're going to win this game.
Big time. And this is a tight set. Nobody split wide. Well, one wide guy. I'd be very wary of Cutler on the move.
3rd and 3. Rodriguez in front of Forte. Cutler takes. Play action fake. Going to throw. Drifting back. He can run it. And he's going to get the first down and more. 50, 45, 40 left. Sideline. Inside the 35 and slides to the 34-yard line. You're thinking run. You're thinking run. They go play action. And everything opened up for Cutler. It's a 19-yard gain. And the Lions can only stop the clock one more time. They have a timeout and the 2-minute warning.
You almost have to have a spy on Cutler, don't you? I mean, the guy has run the ball. He's got good wheels. We even talked about it.
I think thing is, that time, you're thinking run.
Yeah,
you're selling out for the run.
Yeah, but you still got to count for that guy.
1st and 10, Bears now. at the Lion 34. Forte taken down, and the Lions will burn their final timeout. Got back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Maybe a yard.
I agree, Dan. You're thinking run all the way, but somehow, some way, you still have to somehow account for that quarterback. Because he's the only guy that if you don't account for him, it hurts you.
I think at that point, you're looking for contain from your defensive line, and they lost contain.
Your defensive ends. But again, if you got a linebacker, it's like, okay, if they go back to throw, somebody's got to have responsibility for that quarterback, whether it's a D tackle or a linebacker. But obviously, how many times have we seen, Matthew Stafford's done it. Run quarterback draw, run the naked bootleg, scored touchdowns. That's the guy that I think is the most dangerous in a situation like that, because you don't have somebody, quote-unquote, covering him or matching him.
Second down and 10. Here come the Bears. They scrimmage from the Lion 34. They lead it by two. Forte darting back inside. Forte's got the first down inside the 25 and down to the 21-yard line before Cliff Avril can take him down, and that will take us down to the two-minute warning, and the Bears are in great shape now with a first down. The Lions are out of timeouts, and we've got 2 minutes to play. Two-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. 26-24, Bears on top, and very much in charge at this point. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
68 presses, 53 machine centers, 22 lasers, 15 injection molding machines. Another reason the Three-Dimensional Services Group is the unbelievable prototyping company. Plastic or metal, they are the 24/7 rapid response supplier of functional prototypes and low-volume production parts. Call 800-959-0804 or log on to threedimensional.com to put decades of experience in rapid tool design and advanced product development to work for you. Call 3D today at 800-959-0804.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference. We get it.
Well, 2 minutes to go. The Bears have got it first and 10 at the Lions 21, and it would take a miracle now for the Lions to not end this season on an eight-game losing streak.
Well, you and I have talked about it all season. It's about making plays. We started this broadcast lamenting the fact the Lions haven't made plays. And in key points of the ball game, when it really, really matters, you know, when you need to have the ball back, when you really can't afford an error. And guess what? Lions can't make that play.
Bears will go into the victory formation. Cutler takes the snap, takes a knee. Play clock will start at 40. And that'll take us down to about a minute 20, and Bears are just going to run this out, and the Lions are going to go to the locker room with a record of 4-12 and an extremely disappointing season behind them. Now the clock will start on a number of decisions that will have to be made by this organization. The report by Chris Mortensen earlier today that the Lions, the Ford family, will review Jim Schwartz's situation. Whatever happens, this thing's got to get fixed. As Cutler moves in for another snap, and he'll take another knee, let the play clock run all the way down. You know, the people that are paid to make decisions will make the decisions about who stays, who goes, and more importantly, who's added to the mix. And their job is to get it right, because coming off a 10-6 season, finishing with an eight-game losing streak and finishing 4-12 shouldn't be acceptable to anybody, and I know it's not. These fans certainly deserve better than that. You look around, they packed this building every single home game this year. If there are better fans in the NFL, you can show them to me, because for what these fans have seen over the years, they keep coming back. They believe in this team. They want to believe in this team. They want to be behind this team. You just have to give them something to sink their teeth into. And the job for the people in charge this offseason will be to ask themselves some very difficult questions as Cutler takes a knee for the final time. Ask themselves some difficult questions, and the most important thing is to come up with the right answers. The questions are one thing. The answers are the main thing. And the one thing that you want to do when you put this season in perspective is maybe you don't want to overreact, but here's the other thing. You can't underreact. This has to be fixed. You lost 8 straight games. You can't look at it and say, well, we were close, and well, one play here, one play there. When you lose 8 straight games to end a season, it just means you weren't good enough, because the other team consistently made at least one more play than you did. And as the Lions head into the offseason, that's what they'll have to consider, is a way to take this season and significantly improve upon it and get back to the point where they're relevant again as they were 1 year ago. That was fun. This wasn't. Bears win it 26-24 over the Lions. Lions finish at 4-12. Post-game show coming up. Jim Brandstatter down in the Lions locker room talking with head coach Jim Schwartz. Plus, Tony Ortiz talking to some of the key players from today's game. The Diesel back in the studio will get us up to date on what's happening around the rest of the National Football League. We will step aside for just a moment. Final score, Chicago 26, Lions 24. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. If you've been injured, call us. 1-800-CALL-SAM. We've been helping families across Michigan for years. Get the Bernstein Advantage today.